Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
How are you all doing this morning?
What a fired up church. Please join us as we continue from yesterday.
It's like in the natural realm. If you want to become good at anything, anybody that's really good at something, have to practice. And practice and practice. I mean, sports people, musicians, accountants, people practice. You know, helping people, telling them how to, you know, your financial advisor. You got to practice that stuff. You can't just go and tell someone to, you'll cause them to become bankrupt. You got to take courses and learn and study and know the market and know at least what GDP means. People start business that don't know the first thing about business. And so they had to practice. You got to practice to become Tiger Woods. He had to practice. He had to practice all the time. Now you can practice correctly and you can practice incorrectly. There's a saying that goes around, practice makes perfect. No, that's not true. It's perfect practice makes perfect. Because you could practice the wrong scriptures. You could practice what you heard a preacher say, God's not healing everybody today. And you practice that by telling everyone and believing that. And now that's what you're going to live. In the spiritual realm, you've got to exercise your muscles. You've got to practice all these things. And you can practice to get into the presence of God. Do you know you can practice getting into the presence of God? You can train yourself to get closer to God. And learn how to get closer to God. Learn to hear His voice, which is always giving you information. There's always a download coming from God. Always. Always. That's why it says, be still and know that I am God. He said, they that wait upon the Lord. When he's talking wait, he doesn't mean, I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. No, he didn't mean that kind of waiting. What are you doing? Waiting. What are you doing? Waiting. What are you doing next day? Waiting. What are you waiting for? Waiting on God. No, it means with an anxious expectation and a desire to know Him, to see Him, to hear Him. It means to be sold out to Him. It means to go after Him. When you start doing it that way, and you can train yourself to do that, it's a decision. It's as simple as a decision. You can decide today, I'm going to go after God like I never have before in my life. I'm going to set time aside every single day, three times a day, whatever. And I'm going to go and I'm going to communicate with God. And you know what? If I speak and I wait and I don't hear anything, it was not time wasted. Amen. It was practicing. All right. It was practicing the presence of God. And I'm telling you, we need the presence of God today more than any time in life. Praise God. Practice makes the difference. I mean, think about it really. What did we ever get good at without practicing? Anything? You don't get good at anything without practicing that thing. Praise God. Say this. Changing my patterns, my habits, and my routines may be difficult, but I am extremely resilient. And very resourceful. And I have the mind of Christ. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can make a decision right now today. We're going to talk about this as we go on. But we're going to make decisions. We're going to write them down. Because the Bible says, make a plan to see. Write down. You got to write down your goals. How many of you got written down goals? When I started steakhouses, I'm telling you, I had charts of my goals. I had drawings of them. Before they were even, it was still in my head. It was still in my mind only. I just got the thought. I'll never forget, I had an artist do a rendition of what I drew on paper. Because I'm not an artist, believe me. And I had done something. And he came and he did this thing on the paper. He was a... with those engineer guys that do this stuff, and he made me drawings with color and car park and trees and cars parked and flowers and the whole deal. And that was on my wall. I hadn't even got 10 cents towards the deal yet. Nothing yet. Nothing. But I wrote it down. I wrote down everything I need. I had need of ovens and doors and cold rooms and freezer rooms and everything. I started to look up what I needed. I put effort into it. I put as much effort into it as I could. You know why? Because it was important to me. You see, we will go after what's important to us. Oh, Jesus. I might tread on your toes a little bit, but I promise you we'll shine your shoes. By the end of it, your shoes will be shining. You understand? And so I had all the drawings. I had everything written down that I wanted to do. How many seats I would have. What the chairs looked like. The tables. I had pictures of. He had pictures of the inside with pictures on the walls. Amen. Everything written down. And then I attained it. Because I had it written down and it was important to my life. And what you value as important is what you'll get. That's what you're going to go after. What you value important is what you will go for. So then my next question, really, you all know what's coming. How much do you value God? How important is God really in our lives? But Pastor, I came here to hear a nice sermonette. You're hearing one. This will make the difference of life and death, of blessing and cursing, of winning and losing in your life if you get closer to God. And God's been reminding me in the mornings, because I started getting up a little bit later. Since we moved, and there was just, you know, when you move, it just disrupts everything. How many of you know that? Amen. Got a swimming pool? I can't even swim. No, I'm joking. I can. But when we moved, I got out of my routine. Did any of you ever get out of your routine? And you stopped reading as much and you stopped praying as much? Hello, your pastor did. And God had to start dealing with me in a loving way. He didn't come out there to kill me. He didn't come out there and say, rah, rah. He didn't do any of that kind of stuff. He didn't do any of that kind of stuff. In fact, the one day I even said to him, God, why are you blessing me so much? I mean, what's going on with this? I know I don't even deserve it right now because I've cut back a little bit. I need to get back. He said, I love you. I love you. The blessings are not determined on my performance. My God, I thank God I've got over that. But the blessing of God is not determined on my performance. It's determined on the performance of my offering, which is Jesus Christ, my Savior. That's where my blessings come from, not from my good things. And God just loved me back into it. He just loved me back. I'm telling you, He carried on blessing me. He carried on blessing me. He carried on blessing me every way possible. Amen. But I'm back with a vengeance. With a vengeance. Amen. And so God wants to please fellowship with us. He wants you. I'm telling you, if He could put His arms around you right now, in fact, in the spirit realm, He is. He's singing a song over you. He's singing a song over you. Do you know that? He's got a name that nobody knows but Him. Do you know that? And you'll find out what that name is one day. Bible says you're going to get a stone with your name on that no one else knows about. You understand? God cares deeply about us. He loves us. He wants to hold us. He wants to care for us. It doesn't matter your age. That's got nothing to do with it. Doesn't matter your gender. Doesn't matter where you were born. Doesn't matter the color of your skin. Doesn't matter if you speak English, Afrikaans, Chinese, or Japanese. Makes no difference to God. He loves you with a never-ending love. And He wants to fellowship with us. He wants to fellowship with us. And you can hold on to Him and say, Dad, I've got a situation going on. He's going to say, don't worry, my son. Don't worry, my daughter. I'll take care of that. You just come closer. You just come closer. Remember Martha and Mary? Lord, I'm doing all the work. I'm in ministry. Look what I'm doing. And she's sitting at your feet. And she's sitting at your feet. And look at me working. He said, she's chosen the good part. No one's going to take that away from her. She chose to sit at the feet of Jesus and receive and be close. That's what God is looking for from us. He's looking at for in our lives. And I promise you, I hope I can head this thing up and become that close to God. That all of you have to come with me. Yeah, so you better pray for me and I'll pray for you. How's that for a deal? Amen. Let's get this God that loves us. Let's know Him. I don't want to know about Him anymore. I want to know Him. I want to know Him. Look full into His wonderful face. The song, there's a song. It says, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of the world and the cares of this world will disappear. When you look into His wonderful face. Come on, guys. Let's make a decision. By the end of this series, maybe another 2 weeks, by the end of this, that we've got a relationship with God that we haven't had before. Amen. Start practicing. Start to think about it. If you can just do that today, say, I'm going to start thinking about getting closer to God. That'll make me happy, and I know it'll make Him happy. So if you will just get that in your mind, and for a few times during this week, think about ways and I want to get closer to God, that's a great start. Because I tell you what, when a man starts to think about something, it's only a matter of time before he does it. And as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Start to think about it. Start to think about getting closer to God. Doesn't matter how old or young you are, think about getting closer to Him. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. John 3:3, He said, except a man or woman is born again, you shan't even see the kingdom of heaven. In other words, if you're not born again, you can't even operate and see the kingdom of heaven. Verse 5, He said, you must be born of water, which we are, and of the Holy Spirit, which is a new birth. Verse 6, He said, what is born of flesh is flesh, what is born of spirit is spirit. Verse 7, He said, why do you marvel at the fact that I said you must be born again? And then Nicodemus said, well, can I get back in the womb? He said, you don't understand. In Romans 10:9-10, He tells us this. He says, if you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and He's the Son of God and He lived and died and did what He said He did, if you believe it and speak it, you shall be saved. For the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It is such a simple process. All it takes is my believing it and saying it out of my mouth. I want to pray for anybody in this place that says, I need to receive Jesus Christ today. Or you might say, I'm not sure. Let's make certain today. Or you might say, I've kind of backed off. I want to back up again. I want to come back into the fold. I want to recommit my life. Let's do it today. I will pray that simple prayer with you. No work that you have to do. He did it all. All you got to do is receive the free gift of salvation. I'm talking to you at home as well, watching by the way of the internet or television. I'm talking to you as well. You can do it right in your house, in your living room. You ready? Okay, everybody. Father God, I come to you today. And I give you my life. I give you my heart. I ask you to come into my life. Make me brand new. Take away my sin life. And give me your righteous life. Remove the heart of stone. And give me a heart of flesh with a brand new spirit. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He lived and died. And He took my sin. And He took my punishment. He took my judgment. He took my sickness. And He took my shame in order that I don't have to. I believe this today, and according to your word, if I would believe it and speak it, I would receive it, salvation. Having said this today, I now boldly proclaim, heaven is now my home, God is now my Father, my name is in the book of life. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live